Tell me why. It's time for the Dane By Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Let's Get Local here on 92.7 FM Devil Radio. We're really glad to be back. Jason Hafeman, your host here. I'm a board member with Dane By Local again. Not if I give opinions on this show, I'll give my own disclaimer. They're not always representative of Dane By Local itself, but we try to keep it to the idea of the fact that we're just here to try to promote, educate, and let you know about some of the great local businesses and nonprofits in our community. They're so important to the fabric of Madison and the surrounding area that we want to get their word and their messages out there, and a lot of great initiatives going on as well. And that's what we're going to start off today in just a little bit. Before we get into that, I understand it's been a tough week. Crazy things have happened in the world this week and in our country. We are going to turn our attention back home right here to see things we can do. And the theme today is about saving. We're going to talk first with Amy Berrio from the Madison Water Utility in just a second. We're also going to talk with Sue Peck, a financial planner, about saving money and steps there. And then Colin Murray about some steps DBL, the county, have done in order to help save local businesses. So first off, let's get into it with Amy Berrio from Madison Water Utility. Amy, good morning, and thanks for coming on the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Amy, you and I have worked together a little bit over the last several years on a different project, but I know it's all stemmed from this whole design for Madison Water Utility to help create a way to save and reduce the water we're using and also help save money in that way. So tell us a little bit about the toilet rebate program that's been going on quite some time.
Yeah, we've had the toilet rebate program since 2009, and so far it's saved more than a billion gallons of water, and that's a wow. Really big number that we're proud of. And it's a simple program. When you use water in your home, you probably don't think about where it's going or what's using the most water. But toilets in a home can use like 5 gallons of water with every flush, and so we identified that as a really big target. If we could just get people to switch those toilets to an EPA WaterSense model, then we could make a difference. And so in 2009, we started the program basically offering people a $100 bill credit to switch out that toilet that might be old, it might be blue, it might be pink, some of these older toilets that are out there, and bring in a new one that's been certified by the EPA to save water and use less. And, we've been doing it now for more than a decade and really have seen some big savings. Not too long ago, we expanded the program to allow our business customers to be able to take part in it. So they can actually replace up to 20 toilets per year and get a $100 bill credit for each one. So people who have businesses, small businesses out there, who might have some kind of older, leaky toilets that are really wasting water, this is a great chance to take advantage of this program and also save water and save on your water bill.
Yeah, it's a great program. Tell us a little bit more about how people can utilize it. What are some of the specifics about making sure they get the application, making sure they can get the rebate? I know they have to be WaterSense, EPA WaterSense mm-hmm. toilets that are 1.28 gallons per flush or less, but some of the specifics about how to actually utilize it.
Yeah, you just basically go to our website, which is madisonwater.org, and there's a big link right on there that you click on. It has all kinds of information about the program. We have a form that you fill out and you send it back to us with the receipt for the toilet. Tell us what your old toilet was. It's a limit for our residential customers of 1 toilet per household, and our commercial customers are limited to 20. If you have a renter in a duplex, you can get 1 for each living unit, apartments, hotels. Really, every customer that we have is eligible to replace an older water-wasting toilet with a new EPA WaterSense model. So, it's pretty easy. And because we do it as a bill credit, the turnaround time is pretty fast to kind of see that $100 come right off your bill. And it's been, I've replaced toilet in my home with it. And
I was just about to ask you about that, Amy. Can you attest to the process of changing a toilet?
Yeah, well, you know, I think we had a broken, leaky toilet upstairs, and I was like, well, now's the time for us to get something a little bit better. So we replaced it with an EPA WaterSense toilet. It's every toilet that's WaterSense is labeled right there on the box. If you're in Menards or Home Depot, they can show you which ones those are. Keep your receipt, fill out the form, and mail it in. It's as simple as that.
Now, I know one other thing that kind of stemmed off of that, and I talked about how we've been working together for a few years, is trying to help more low-income customers in your region. And so you partnered up with Project Home, and we've been successfully running this home water conservation program through Project Home since 2016. So you've expanded that. And I'll tell you, just personally, I've heard from so many of the Project Home customers how much that has helped those individuals, and they would not have changed their toilets otherwise. So it is working.
That's great, and I'm so happy to hear that, because what we realized was we say, oh, this program is available to all of our customers, but can everybody afford a plumber, or can everybody afford to, you know, have the transportation to go pick up a toilet from Menards or Home Depot? And we realized that we were missing people who have, you know, just like all of our customers, help pay for this program for everyone through their Madison Municipal Services bill, but they couldn't access it because they couldn't afford that plumber. And Project Home stepped in that role with your certified plumbers and experts so that you can help people access that program, low to mid-income homeowners who, you know, have plumbing problems, their toilets are leaking or constantly running. You can go in there and help them take care of that. So that's been great. That's brought the program to people who otherwise would not have been able to access it.
Well, and you talk about accessibility too, and it's a lot of cases, senior citizens, over 70% of our customers through that program have been senior citizens, and most of them had low toilets as well. So we're putting in a higher rise toilet for them, or even the standard height at 16 inches now is much easier for them to utilize in their homes. So that's a big difference. And then over 68% of those customers we've helped so far have been people with disabilities. So like you said, those aren't people that can just change the toilet on their own, and we're helping take care of that. One other thing, Amy, that's super exciting that you guys are up to right now. Tell us about next week. What is happening with the Salt Awareness Week?
Right. So next week is the first ever Wisconsin Salt Awareness Week, and it takes place in January for a very good reason, because that's when we're putting a lot of road salt on the ground, not just like on city streets, but on parking lots and sidewalks and driveways. Salt is everywhere. And so what this partnership that Madison Water Utility is a part of, Wisconsin Saltwise, is trying to do is talk about the impacts of that on the environment. That salt doesn't just disappear after the winter. It goes into our waterways, our lakes, our streams, and even into the aquifer that provides drinking water, not just in Madison, but in towns and cities across Wisconsin. We're starting to see that salt in our drinking water. So next week, there's a, you know, there are going to be live stream presentations all week long. If you go to withsaltwise.com, you can see the lineup. I'll be talking specifically about what we're seeing in Madison's drinking water, but there's all kinds of experts that are going to be talking about our ecosystem, our lakes, our streams, our environment, and how to make sure you're not oversalting in the wintertime. More is not better. There is a true cost of the salt we use.
There's another piece that obviously is water softeners, and I know that's been a hot topic in the last couple of years. Is that another big thing that within our community there's initiatives to try to get people more aware of what their softeners are doing and the types of softeners they need so they're not over-softening water and adding to that salt?
Yeah, it's just like what's happening on the roads and sidewalks. You put a bunch of salt into your water softener, and then you just forget about it, and you don't think about, oh, where does that salt end up? Well, it ends up going through our sewer system. And once it makes its way into the sewerage district, the treatment plants, there's no way to get it out. So it just gets released downstream into the environment. And salt has a big cost. You know, it's really harmful to aquatic life in our small streams and in our lakes and our rivers. And so you got to understand that one teaspoon of salt can pollute 5 gallons of water permanently. So all that salt we're using outside and in our water softeners really carries a real environmental cost. And so this is just about highlighting that so people can be aware of it, because a lot of times people salt things and then forget about it.
I love this whole initiative. You know, first ever Wisconsin Salt Awareness Week. Next week, January 11th through the 15th, and you've got live streams. They have live streams set up. Like you said, you're involved in one, but there's live streams set up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, including on Thursday, a particular one that's set up about smart salting for property managers. So I think what a great way to just kind of reach everybody right now and get the word out.
Yeah, and, you know, I mentioned parking lots. In Madison, half of the salt that's used in the city is on parking lots and sidewalks and driveways, if we're not even talking about streets. So there's been this huge effort underway through the city of Madison to certify businesses that take care of all those parking lots and driveways and sidewalks to help them learn what the right amount of salt is. And so it's just a giant educational effort, and that's part of it.
You can find out more about that at wisaltwise.com. Amy, before we let you go, I do want to bring it back to the rebate program, because you mentioned that commercial properties, that is something that's been added here just in the last year or so, but up to 20 toilets you can change at commercial properties, which is incredible. Think about the amount of water that can be saved and compounded at that point. But again, this comes back to every homeowner, every person in Madison that's a water utility customer, that's a homeowner, has the ability to take advantage of this rebate. So I think that's just wonderful. And thanks again for running that and being such a good partner.
Yes, and again, major shout out to Project Home on your part of this whole project, because it's the first partnership of the kind in the state where we're really targeting those low to mid-income homeowners to make the program available.
Amy Berrio from Madison Water Utility, we appreciate your support. We appreciate the water utility, everything you're doing. And enjoy the first ever Wisconsin SaltWise, or Salt Awareness Week next week.
Yes, and hopefully it's the first of many, and we'll get the word out about everything.
Thanks for all you do over there, Amy. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You're listening to Devil Radio 92.7. Let's get local. We'll see you in a bit.
Do you know the Devils have Get Started as a podcast? Just two buddies talking into an iPad because we thought we had something to say. Do you have something to say? Let Devil Radio guide you. Launch your own broadcast quality podcast. Utilize our studios and staff, our hosting platform, and we will even promote your podcast on Devil Radio. Monthly packages start at just $295. Devil Radio's podcast platform to launch immediately after the election. Call today to learn more, 608-819-TALK.
Hey, I'm Chris.
And I'm Fancy Brian.
And we are your hosts for a new podcast called On the Bus with Chris and Brian, where we welcome you on board the tour bus with artists from all over the place, giving you a taste for what life is really like on tour.
I have so many stories to tell you guys. I just wish I remembered them all.
Fancy Brian, don't you ever run for office. Live vicariously through those who actually live these stories from the road.
Podcasts drop every other Tuesday on DevilRadio927.com.
No yelling on the bus!
Stream the Devils and progressive news and talk 24-7 at the Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. That's DARNWI.com. That's DARNWI.com.
I'm Alan Robinson, host of Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood. You never know who's going to stop by.
Mr. Robinson, yes, this is somebody at the door here. Open the door. Did you hear the bell ring?
Stop by Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, 6 to 7 weekdays.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From Columbus to Fox Lake, Devil Radio on WTTN 1580 AM is essential radio to get you through your day.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's Get Local here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. The theme today is about saving. We just talked about saving water, saving our water supply with salt reduction, and we're going to get into saving money. And you might think, with the last 12 months we've had, how do we still save money? And so we're going to learn from a really smart person and a fun person, Sue Peck, owner of Evolution Financial, to give us some insight into that. A lot of people this time of year are thinking about ways to better themselves, better their situation, New Year's resolutions, all that stuff. So I thought it was a great time to talk to Sue. Sue, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, Jason. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I know there's a lot of things happening where people are getting down and discouraged about a number of things happening in the world, but we're bringing some optimism today because it's all about saving. So, Sue, tell us a little bit first before we dig into that. What is Evolution Financial?
So Evolution Financial is a financial planning and investment management firm. It's a little over 3 years old. So I started that about 3 years ago. I've been in the industry for over 15 years. I am a certified financial planner professional, so I am here to help you for your financial planning needs.
And I will attest, the coolest haircut of any financial planner you'll ever meet.
Oh, man, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you rock it, Sue. There's no doubt about that. Okay, we're turning ourselves into 2021 here. We want to look at what we can do starting out this year differently. So how do people approach that? What kind of things in the new year can they do to make a difference for themselves financially?
Well, one of the things you want to do first is you want to take a look at where you're currently at. So do you have the emergency fund that you need to have should anything happen? We kind of learned last year that anything can happen, right? So we want to make sure that we're prepared for that. So make sure that you have an emergency fund in place first. If you feel pretty stable in your job, maybe you have two incomes in your home, 3 to 6 months of essential spending is a kind of a good amount to have for an emergency fund. If you're a single income household, and maybe you're kind of thinking about possibly changing your job or something like that, you might want to have 6 to 12 months of essential spending. So make sure that you have that first and foremost before you really start doing anything more with your finances. We want to make sure you're taken care of. So beyond that, then just kind of take a check on what else you have going on with your finances. What does your spending look like? It's a great time to start tracking your spending. A lot of people, me included, my husband and I actually started tracking our spending on January 1st a few years ago. It's a great time to really sit down and say, okay, let's take a look at exactly how much we're spending, because I can guarantee you it's not what you think you're spending. A lot of people spend a lot more than they think they are. So track it, find out what you're spending. That'll help you get that emergency fund in place in the right amount, and then you can start saving from there.
And like you said, after the holidays, what a great time to start it, because we all know we have a little balloon of spending here around the holidays with gifts and other things we're trying to do for people. But once you get into that new year, okay, let's get it back to normal and regulate and see what you're actually spending your money on. I think it can be so eye-opening for people, especially if you're not one of those people that's diligent about budgeting and looking at every dollar and things you're spending each month. To actually do that can be a big eye-opener for so many folks.
Absolutely. One of my clients, I believe the quote was, "I was a bit shook when I saw how much I was spending on food."
Was that me?
So yeah, people get a little surprised. It was not you.
Okay, sorry.
But it could have been you. It could have been anybody, right?
Sue, you have an interesting background, and I don't know if you want to get into this too much, but I did want you to tell people a little bit about how you came into this profession and a little bit of your story.
So I came into the profession, so I have a psychology major, which is kind of different from a lot of financial planners out there. I didn't go through the business school, but I left college and made a lot of bad decisions in my 20s, like many people do, and ended up finding myself in some pretty bad credit card debt. And I reached that point in my life where I realized I needed to fix things. I needed to make things go in the right direction. So I just decided to crack down on all of my spending. I lived on ham and cheese sandwiches for the longest time. And I just figured out how to get myself out of credit card debt. And I put every extra penny I had into that credit card debt. While I was doing that, some of my friends started getting pretty excited about how well I was doing and the progress that I was making. And so then they started making a difference in their own debt. Oh, I'm going to get rid of my student loans. I'm going to get rid of my credit card debt. And I realized that my own actions could be motivating for others. So as I was going through that whole process, and once I got out of the credit card debt and started going more in the positive direction, I realized this is something that I can do with my life. I can work with people and help them get themselves into a better financial situation. Whether you're in a bad financial situation and you want to get to a good one, or you're already in a good one and you want to make sure that you're secure and get yourself to a great one, either one of those, I can be really helpful to people. And I kind of come at it from a different side. Like I said, you know, I've got that psychology background. So people don't realize how much your emotions are tied up in your money, and how much just a little bit of a change in behavior and a change of attitude can actually make a really big difference in your finances. So kind of look at it from a different way.
And one other part about the mindset and the psychology of that process, getting rid of that debt, what does that do for you? Because we know so many people are heaped under stress, and a lot of people have stress from their financial situation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When I was getting out of my credit card debt, I actually put a list on my fridge of all the things that I was looking forward to when I got out of the credit card debt. And some of the things on the list were like sleep through the night, reducing the stress. You know, there are things that you are going through when you're under that kind of a weight that you don't even realize how bad it can be. So once you can move yourself out of that mindset and get yourself into a better situation, simply that positive change that it has on not just your finances, but on the rest of your life is just huge.
We're talking with Sue Peck, owner of Evolution Financial. You can find out more at evolutionfinplan.com. Sue, I love your candor and just how honest you are about talking about these situations. And I think you also take that approach. It's a real, honest approach with your customers and your clients too, don't you? Isn't that one of the keys to really turning these things around and getting them moving in the right direction?
Absolutely. You can't make any changes unless you're absolutely transparent and you're honest with yourself and with the people that you're talking to. So when I meet with people, whether that's virtually now or in person later, I love to be honest with them, get their whole story, and find out what exactly is important to them and why they want to get out of debt or why they want to get their financial situation to a better situation. I want to hear the whole story. I want to know what's going on, and I want everybody to be honest. I'm going to be one of those honest people as well. Everybody needs to bring everything into the situation, everything into the story.
You do it in such a positive way, though. I don't want people to think that you're harshly honest. You're very joyful and kind, and you can tell she likes to laugh. She likes to have fun. She's got a great haircut. A genuine, wonderful person that if you are looking for financial services, I would definitely check her out. EvolutionFinPlan.com. Sue, thanks so much for joining us today, telling us a little bit about that, and thanks for supporting Devil Radio. You're listening to Devil Radio 92.7. Sue, take care. We'll see you again probably next month.
Sounds like a great plan. Thanks, Jason.
All right. Take care, everybody. We'll catch you on the other side of the break. Devil Radio 92.7 FM.